This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Christmas, January 2nd day. First posted January 2nd, 2010, Ephesians 1:3-6, 15-18. Spirit of Knowledge and Revelation, paraphrase. Let us bless and thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received every spiritual blessing in heaven. Before the foundation of the world, God chose us through Christ to be holy and blameless in His judgment. God destined us to be His children through Christ according to His will and purpose, to the praise of His glorious grace, unmerited favor, which we generously receive in God's beloved. Paul's prayer for all believers is that, through faith in Jesus and love for all the saints, believers, God would give them a spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him, God, Ephesians 1:17b, that their spiritual eyes might be enlightened, so that they would know the hope they have been called to share, and the richness of His inheritance in the saints. Commentary: from the very beginning of creation, God has intended to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly trust and obey God. The meaning and purpose of life in this world is to seek, find and come to personally know God. Acts 17:26-27. Jesus Christ has always been God's one and only plan. Acts 4:12, John 14:6, through whom we are made holy, consecrated to serve God and blameless in God's judgment, all our sins forgiven. Sin is disobedience of God's word. Jesus has been designed into this creation from the very beginning. God is worthy of praise for His goodness and mercy to us, which we don't deserve and can't earn, but which He generously gives to us, with every spiritual blessing in heaven, through faith, obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Believers who trust and obey Jesus will love the saints, their brothers and sisters in Christ, John 13:34, and as they trust and obey Jesus, they will receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 14:15-17, 21, 23, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8:9, the Spirit of wisdom, revelation and personal knowledge of God, Isaiah 11:2. It is the indwelling Holy Spirit who teaches and reminds us of all Jesus' teachings and empowers us to know and do God's will. It is the indwelling Holy Spirit through whom we know and experience the hope and the richness of our eternal inheritance that we are called to share. It is the indwelling Holy Spirit, the Spirit of adoption, Romans 8:15, by which we are spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, as children of God, to eternal life. Only Jesus gives the gift, baptism, anointing, of the Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34. Only His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, to Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?